Part 2. Beautiful Dreamers. Chapter 4. 10 Dead Men. Doubts assail you. Confusion reigns. You know not yesterday from tomorrow. Listen to your heart and find guidance. Beating like a drum. Roaring like winter rapids. Finally, sound and silence indistinguishable. Listen. 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 Blood, not water. Your blood. Suzumi no Kumo, 1860. Emily's anticipation of her wedding night had been imbued with hope and dread. The latter condition found its chief cause in the complete physical repugnance she felt for Zephaniah, the former in the equal and relentless aversion he displayed toward her. Had either of these qualities been absent, she would have given no consideration to his proposal. Combined as they were with a promise of escape from America, they made him an irresistible suitor. Their relationship as husband and wife could not be so perfectly devoid of intimacy. It was unreasonable to expect a total absence of the brute-animal coupling attendant upon marriage. Happily, a bare minimum of it seemed highly probable. Occasional agony was a small price to pay for the opportunity he offered. Now both hope and dread were gone, destroyed by an assassin's bullet. When Zephaniah died, Emily would be alone, and alone she could not remain in Japan. Without the protection of father, brother, or husband, a woman had no respectable place in a foreign land. She would be forced to return to America. Or was there perhaps an alternative? Could she continue the mission with Brother Matthew? She turned a furtive glance upon him. He was looking out at the garden. Neither his face nor his posture nor any aspect of his demeanor suggested what he might be thinking. He was, as always, an enigma to her. He had come into their lives for the first time only 4 months earlier. That was at the San Francisco Mission of the True Word. She had been serving soup to the poor and the homeless when she noticed a man standing at the entrance of the dining hall. His trail rider's clothes were filthy. The black hat on his head looked like it might once have been white. Hair streamed down his back and over his shoulders like...